Primary races aren't often populated with three candidates, but Republican Jack Rubin gathered enough signatures to qualify for the contest. The Utah legislature passed a bill in 2014 allowing candidates to qualify for the state primary election ballot if they collected 2,000 signatures. Rubin lives in Park City. It's uncommon to have Park City residents make it into the primary as a Republican candidate. He's run the numbers, and winning the primary in District 26 is possible. Voter turnout for primary elections is typically low statewide, especially in the western side of the district.
Because the seat has been dominated by the Uinta Basin forever, the turnout typically is in primaries, around 30% out there, and it tends to be closer to high teens to 20% here. So if we can get the turnout at this end of the district, it is definitely winnable. This is the Mona Lisa of gerrymandering. Summit County has been sliced up, and so has Wasatch County. So unlike Deschene, Daggett, and Uinta that are entirely in the same district, we can't appeal to Summit County generally.
The state legislature has gerrymandered Summit County into two Senate districts. Wasatch County is sliced into three Senate districts. Rubin says the 2020 census will be the last chance for a decade to get Wasatch and Summit counties represented in the Senate. Rubin is a retired pension fund manager and says his skills are needed in the state Senate.
Yeah, I've followed politics for years, and the idea is that at this point in my life, I'd like to jump into the race, you know, drop the gloves, to use the hockey analogy, and actually get into the battle. I've read a lot of footnotes, done a lot of Excel spreadsheets, try to figure out the consequences of my decision, things that would happen over the horizon. And frankly, I think that's a skill that the legislature needs. You know, we've all heard the quote, we've got to pass it to find out what's in it. I would categorize that as legislative malpractice.
He says he doesn't have a political background or agenda, and he believes in private enterprise.
You know, I'm a constitutionalist. Is it constitutional? I'm also a capitalist. So, you know, I like to talk about the Yellow Pages test. Is there somebody that's a commercial being that can do something? If there's a commercial person who can do it, the state shouldn't. You know, the state should do stuff that we can't do collectively for ourselves.
He says District 26 is diverse, and there are issues that affect Summit and Wasatch counties that are unrelated to Daggett, Deschene, and Uinta counties.
There are 100,000 people in the 26. We all need a voice. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on at this end of the district where we need representation. HB 442, which is the end of the dining club license, that doesn't really have much impact in the basin. It's huge here. If you've got a low average ticket restaurant, you've got to make a decision. Are you going to be a bar or a restaurant? Why are we trying to micromanage this economic engine that is really Utah's face to the globe? People come here to ski from all over the world, and we're fiddling around with a dining club license? That's insane.
Rubin says he used signature collection, not the convention, to meet the qualifications for the primary ballot. He neither endorses nor refutes the Count My Vote initiative. The Primary Out movement espouses the idea that all Utah voters should register in the Republican Party so they can vote in the closed primary election in June. They claim a Republican primary winner in most state and federal races will always win in the general election.
We're all citizens. We're all able to take advantage of the voting structures that the parties have put together for the primary. I'm not out trying to recruit Democrats. What I would like people to do is take a look at this, because this is a huge election for Park City. My two competitors are in their 50s. If they win, they'll become incumbents. They're likely to be in the seat for 2, 3, 4 terms. That could be 12 to 16 years before Park City has an opportunity to get a representative in the statehouse again.
His single biggest issue is to re-empower local government. He says things like Park City's bag ban or Wasatch County's growth challenges are local issues that need local solutions.
You know, bigger governments tend to pick on little governments. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the 10th Amendment and how the federal government has overreached into the states. Well, that's great, but the states do exactly the same thing with the municipalities.
Rubin thinks trucking petroleum from the Uinta Basin is a region-wide transportation issue. He says it's time to deal with how dangerous it is for local communities and highway travel.
Trucking is very expensive. You know, it's dangerous. Goes through the middle of every town along the way, Roosevelt, Deschene, Heber. I don't know, the last time you tried to cross Main Street in Heber, every 3 minutes, a tandem tank truck that weighs, you know, I don't know how much it weighs, 80,000 pounds or more. It goes rolling through town. It's dangerous. 2 weeks ago, the cover of the Wasatch Wave had, you know, a conflagration in Strawberry. One of these things blew up.
Rubin thinks a rail spur would be more efficient, safer, and open up other refinery markets.
If you're trying to diversify your economy, you went to basin economy is over 50% petroleum. You know, if you can get other products in and other products out, can you employ people in the basin to do other stuff and not be subject to what OPEC decides at a Vienna pricing meeting for how things are going to go in the basin? Let's diversify that economy. The transportation issue is a pan-26 issue. It affects everybody from one end of it to the other.
Jack Rubin is one of three District 26 Republican primary candidates. KPCW will interview Brian Gorham on Thursday and Ronald Winterton on Friday during the local news hour. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.